There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about the minimum wage increase here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, right. I wish we get paid that.
But a lot of people are going to be hurting in San Francisco because they're raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour from around 10-something, I think it was, 10.05. Or no, it was 11. 11.05, I think it was. Anyway, it's going up quite a bit. And there's a bookstore that is going out of business as a result because the owner says he just can't afford to do business anymore. He only made about $3,000 running his business in 2014. And if he's going to have to consistently increase year after year the amount that he's paying people, it's just not going to work. The money is not going to pan out.
Right. He made $3,000 last year. Where is the profit going to come from to pay these extra wages?
I want to go on with your phone calls, but I also want to just share a little more from this. A very short story over at ABC7News.com is reporting on this because one customer says he voted for the minimum wage increase, but he didn't think it would affect certain specific small businesses. Well, look, here's a news flash for you. The minimum wage applies across the board, as I understand it. I don't know if there are any minimum wages that only apply to mega corporations or something like that. Not that I would support that. I don't support the idea of a minimum wage at all. I think people should be free. Business owners and employees, individuals, should be free to contract with one another at whatever wage they feel is appropriate. And if you don't like the wage offered, don't take the job.
Well, I would agree with you on that statement. However, I would say that I think that if they did some kind of tiered minimum wage thing where depending on the size of the business is what the minimum wage was, I think that would probably be more palatable to the American public. So, for instance, today I can go out and I can contract labor to people at less than minimum wage. I can say, well, I'll do that job for $100 mm-hmm. or whatever it is, and that $100 is, the job requires more hours than that $100 will cover at minimum wage. And I can do that if that's what I want to do.
Sure.
So if it's a company of one, I can choose to work under the minimum wage if that's what I wish to do. If it's a company of two, however, I can't do that. So, I mean, really what I'm proposing is just to extend the freedom that business owners have to contract their labor at less than a minimum wage onto, you know, companies that are a bit larger than that. And then when you're, you know, make the Walmarts of the world pay the $15 an hour, and that way they can stop, you know, sucking off the welfare system.
The San Francisco supervisor, there's apparently a board of supervisors, and you know what, I was going to look that up, but I didn't bother. I got distracted by something else. I was just wondering, you know, what are they supervising? Apparently, they are the body that supervises the operation of county government, Arizona, California, Iowa, etc. So government agent is Scott Wiener, and he says, quote, "I know that bookstores are in a tough position." And this did come up on the discussions about the minimum wage. He says it's the will of the voters. 77% of them voted for this latest wage hike.
Yep.
He says, quote, "Borderlands Book is a phenomenal bookstore. I was just in it yesterday. I hope they don't close. It's an amazing experience. But you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?"
Yep. I hope. Well, hope doesn't keep a bookstore open.
The owner of the business says that he can't necessarily increase his prices. All of his books have prices written on them. I mean, that's going to be a tough thing, right? Oh, yeah, that's not a $5 book. That's a $7.50 book. Yeah, I know it says that. Can you imagine going through and relabeling every single book in a bookstore with a new price? Anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's all kinds of consequences to the minimum wage, economic and otherwise. Let's go to Monica. She's listening in South Carolina. Yeah. Hey, Monica, Hi. You're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Mike, thank you very much. I have never heard your show before.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm thrilled. Just thrilled. I am probably what you would call a libertarian.
Okay.
A free market economist person. And it is not just the folks that the minimum wage affects that will be affected.
Okay.
I understand the San Francisco economy, having spent some time out there, and I am a nurse practitioner by profession. I have witnessed in the past week that not in right-to-work states now in the South, most of us are right-to-work states in the North Carolina, South Carolina area anyway. And a couple of, it affected me, but it also affected a couple other folks that worked for the same company I did, were given a 30-day notice, let us say, which is under the contract, and the contracting company is in Texas. But we were paid considerably more than a couple of other companies were willing to bid for the same job.
Okay.
And, yes, we're not talking about $15 an hour. My first job was at minimum wage, and that was longer than I care to tell you about. However, since then, I have been an employer, hired folks, always hired above the minimum wage because I worked for a system that could. But now the same kind of fallout seems to be coming apparent in, and I can't tell you that that's the reason this particular employer.
I'm a little confused. I mean, maybe. What's the fallout? What are you getting at there?
I think the fallout of the increase in the minimum wage, not just in California, but it's, there's a drive for that across the country.
Yep, there sure is.
The president is certainly supporting that. So that what companies, big companies, and the company I'm speaking about is a big company, is planning or envisioning that they will be affected by the increase in the minimum wage. So consequently, those of us who are paid at considerably higher than the minimum wage are being, let's say, sorted out.
So raises, raises may be stopped. Some people may lose their jobs because they could be replaced.
Absolutely.
But if you I have a dispute with that. I have a dispute with that. As a libertarian free market economist type, wouldn't you say that if you can be replaced by somebody making minimum wage, that you should be replaced by somebody making minimum wage?
If I owned the company, that would be exactly correct. My husband owns his own engineering company, and
so what you're saying is that if you were running the company, you would do the same thing, but yet you're complaining about it?
No, I'm not saying that I would do the same thing, only because I believe that regardless of what your profession or occupation is, you should be paid what you're worth.
I agree with that statement. But what you're saying is that the company you're working for is bringing in younger workers, right? They're going to bring in younger workers to replace the people who've been getting paid quite a bit.
The people I was contracted to, yes.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. I get it. I'm just telling you that there's going to be way more fallout, and
I see what you're saying. Monica, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I can understand that's difficult to handle. I remember when I was working for Kmart, they actually had a kind of like a buyout for some of the ladies. I mean, there's a number of ladies that were working there, and older, there's some men as well, but, that had worked there for a long time. And they had gotten raise after raise after raise after raise, and essentially they're still doing the same job that any kid could do. I mean, yeah, they probably know more about the job. They're more, they've got more expertise, but let's boil it down. It's just a sales floor job, and it's not a particularly high skill job. Kmart came in there and said, hey, we'll give you, I don't know if it was 4 weeks or 4 months. I don't know what the offer was. It might have been 6 months. I remember it was a good offer. Like, Kmart came in, and they came to these ladies who'd been working there forever, and they said, look, we're offering you the opportunity to step out of this position, and we're going to pay you this if you do so. And a lot of them were talking about this. They were thinking, well, do I want to stay up? Do I want to take this offer? And I forget what the other alternative was for them. Maybe it was to stay on or whatever. But
yeah, what else would it be?
It was so tempting. whatever it was. They took it. And, of course, they likely replaced those people with people who were getting paid just above the minimum wage.
Well, long-time employees are valuable for institutional memory, so you need to consider that in
replacing. You need to keep some of them around, but I can understand the move they made. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, welcome back. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like. We do have Skype, by the way. You may Skype in at username lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us in the way that is most appropriate for you. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. How, Mark, should one who is interested in getting Bitcoins and maybe some other cryptocurrencies acquire them? What's the best way to do it?
Well, you heard a lot about Bitcoin. As a matter of fact, they're priced to move upward at this point, as far as I'm concerned. I obviously, you take your advice where you get it, but I think that Bitcoins are going to be moving up in the relatively near future. The place to get them is Express Coin. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin. They've got a few others over there, too. It's fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about any monkey business. Yeah, get your cryptocurrencies with money order or a check. They make it very easy for you to start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can help you. You can even do it from your smartphone by using the app that they've got over at ExpressCoin.com. If you use coupon code FTL when you go to ExpressCoin.com, you can get up to $40 worth of any of your cryptocurrencies over there for no fee at all. So it's up to $40 worth, coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-453. We've been generally talking about the minimum wage and the damage that it can do to people, and it tends to do to people, especially those who are on the edge, doing not just to the people who accept the minimum wage as part of their job, but also those who hold the reins of the job, the business owners, the people who are creating those opportunities for those people. There's a bookstore in San Francisco that's shutting down. Borderlands Books is going out of business because they are not going to be able to afford to pay their employees the more increased minimum wages that are coming there to San Francisco, going up from $11.05 an hour up to $15 an hour, according to ABC Channel 7 out there. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got James in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
All right. I want to cover two things, the Bitcoin and the mysterious death. When you were talking about minimum wage, I believe people who are minimum wage on the edge, they're trying to support themselves. I find they probably do end up working too hard, working too many hours. They have poor dieting. And yeah. I find that the cheaper food is the food that is more deteriorating to your health than healthy food. Like, for example, you could get, say, like a burger, a cheeseburger, whatever, for $1 at McDonald's, and you can get a stalk of celery at the grocery store for like $3-4.
I don't know what the pricing of celery is, but you're going to have to eat a lot of celery to eat to make up for the caloric content of a burger from McDonald's.
Yeah. I think you're right, though, as a general statement. I mean, it's certainly true that you do have to pay more for the better food, and not having a job could certainly be a stressor on people. What was the point you wanted to make about Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah, Bitcoin. I'm sure you guys know. I was just looking on your website how you guys accept Bitcoin. Bitcoin was at its peak in December, I think. $600, I'm pretty sure, last year.
No, actually, its peak was around $1,200 back in 2013.
Oh, my. Okay, I did not know that. But, from what I've heard anyways on YouTube, that the quantity of Bitcoin has a half-life of 4 years.
Never heard of that. That's the quantity doesn't make any sense.
Of Bitcoin has a half-life of 4 years.
There's no such thing as a half-life with Bitcoin. Bitcoins are mined into existence through a cryptographic process, and thank you, James, for the call tonight. They're mined into existence through a very technical process that Mark, you and I couldn't possibly understand. It has to do with math, cryptography, and all that. And anyway, the people
they're
who
discovered more than their mind.
It's called mining. That's the term for it. And the reason why it's called mining, Mark, is because it takes work. They have to actually, the computers that are doing this mining operation are cranking out. Those processors are going full blast, and so it takes a lot of work to do that. And so these bitcoins, they're mined into existence, and they stay in existence. There's no such thing as a half-life with bitcoins. Now, it's certainly true that you could send bitcoins into a wallet that doesn't exist, sort of, that nobody actually owns.
Every 4 years, though, about the amount that can be mined will be cut in half. So
maybe that's what he meant. The fact that
it's like the telephone game where information gets distorted as it goes down.
Yeah. So what you're referring to there is that as more people jump into the mining of Bitcoin, it becomes harder and harder to mine it. So maybe that's what he was referring to. But, Mark, I've heard that it's that the reverse can be true. If fewer people or if fewer people are mining Bitcoin. So if it goes down, if the number of people that are mining actually goes down, or the number of hours or processor clock spins or whatever that are mining it goes down, then it won't be dropping.
Sure. Yeah, it depends on how many computers are mining at a given time, but that's not what I'm referring to, Ian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What I'm referring to is every 4 years, the amount of Bitcoins that you get from a mining operation every 10 minutes will be cut in half approximately every 4 years. So it was 50. Then it went to 25.
Oh.
Now it's 12.5.
I didn't realize that was tied to a yearly scale.
I thought it
had to do with the amount of people that were mining.
Resets. After a certain amount of time, they'll reset the difficulty based on how many computers are mining. So they're trying to hit 4 years.
Okay.
It should be about 1140, as I understand it, AD. Excuse me, 2140 AD before the Bitcoins are mined out.
Gotcha. So, but they don't have a half-life. The Bitcoins don't go away. A half-life suggests that, that it's sort of, what is that, radioactive terminology?
It suggests that your Bitcoins are going to disappear, is what it suggests.
And that's not the case at all. They get mined into existence, and they stick around. If you want to learn more about Bitcoins, go to weusecoins.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Stephen is listening in Aberdeen, Washington to KBKW. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I was calling about the minimum wage being raised.
Yes, sir.
People on fixed incomes, like the bookstore there, they says they couldn't raise their prices. And everybody's going to have to raise their prices to compete. That's the consumer always pays for the raise in minimum wage.
Yep, that's true. And, well, the consumer
pays for everything.
The employees pay when they lose their jobs.
Yeah, what about the people on Social Security that don't get a raise in their minimum living?
That's a good point.
They have to survive on this set wage, and all the prices are adjusted to a $15 an hour minimum wage, and their Social Security is adjusted to a $9 minimum wage. So how do these people survive?
Get out of San Francisco, I guess, at this point, because luckily it's only affecting...
Well, they have that up in Federal Way here in Washington.
Let me ask you this. This isn't a situation I have to deal with, but I suppose at some point I may. Many people are moving to, I don't know, I've seen there were Americans in Belize living on their Social Security. I know people are moving to Mexico to make their Social Security go farther. There are places in the United States where you can live more cheaply and things cost less. I just wondered to myself why we don't see more retirement communities there.
Well, the town I live in, Aberdeen, it's a rather small town, and the cost of living is a lot lower than Seattle and the bigger cities and such. But when the minimum wage, I've watched it go from $5 an hour up to, I think it's 9 something, almost 10 now.
Mm.
And each time they raise that minimum wage, I go to the grocery store and everything costs money.
Absolutely. It goes up. Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're here live. It's the live Saturday edition, unless, of course, you're listening to us in delayed broadcast, which you could be. We're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, so we've got plenty more time for your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here on the live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe a moment ago you heard one of our callers asking a question about Bitcoin. Mark, you and I... we're not experts on it, but we're well informed.
I mean, we're going to be experts for the average person, yeah. We can handle most of your questions as far as Bitcoin goes.
Dig down into how the programming works. You know, I'm not a coder, but I've got enough experience with Bitcoin from a business perspective, and I know a thing or two about Bitcoin. But maybe you're new to the whole thing. Maybe you are a total noob when it comes to Bitcoin, and you want to learn a thing or two about it. Or maybe you are an expert, or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter what your level of knowledge is about Bitcoin. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up, and this is the place to talk to the experts. This is the place to meet the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin world. Keynote speakers are going to include world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sumbala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston will be there. Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem. These names mean nothing to you if you don't know anything about Bitcoin. But if you know the Bitcoin universe, these are big names.
It's the premier Bitcoin event for the year, yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
This is it. We had the privilege of being there last year, being, I believe, the only show doing any kind of appearance or broadcasting at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It was a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to doing it again. It's March 28th and 29th. We will look forward to seeing you there because it's really affordable. Tickets for this event are $150 regular price, and that gets you in for both days. But if you use code FTL, you will save $25, which is, it's already an affordable price, but knock $25 off for using code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 of your admission fee will go to benefit Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based homeless charity, a charity helping homeless people. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget to use code FTL to get that $25 discount. Again, that's code FTL. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you in Austin, Texas at the Moody Theater March 28th and 29th. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Philip listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Philip.
Yes, good evening. Good talking to you. I've listened to you for a while. First time I've called you, but at any rate.
Welcome, sir.
There was a gentleman there called earlier, and he said something, well, people can't live off of that. Hey, minimum wage wasn't meant to be lived off of, all right? But I recall back in, I don't know, whether it was 79, 80, something like that, and I was working for a small business there, and the minimum wage went up from, I don't know, 240 up to about 285 or something like that, whatever it was. And I can remember the lady that worked in the finance office there, and with the books and everything, she was the assistant to the accountant, and she was upset because her minimum wage, which she had on her wage, which she had worked hard for several years to get it up to $280 an hour, all of a sudden now was the minimum wage.
Yeah. You know? And she didn't get a bonus. So, she didn't get a raise.
Not a bit. She got a nickel. Big deal, you know? and so whenever she went to try to apply anywhere else, well, she was making minimum wage. You know, what are they going to do, you know? It's totally unfair. Minimum wage is unfair to everyone.
Right, and I wouldn't claim for a second that every business is paying every employee what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the marketplace gives us cues. For instance, I worked as a dishwasher for a while at a restaurant, and my hands began to peel and bleed over a period of time. I was told by the chef in no uncertain terms, in a very loud voice, that I was the worst dishwasher that he had ever had, and that if he could just find a crackhead to do my job, he would fire me in an instant, right?
Wow.
Because, you know, I was worth less than a minimum wage age as a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. However, when his brother, who worked the front of the house, had an opening for as a waiter, I went over there and I became a very successful waiter.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was better at doing that than I just couldn't move the dishes fast enough through the Hobart. I was bad at that.
Wow.
And so the marketplace gives us cues that you shouldn't be over here, you should be over there, you know, those kind of things.
But what's that have to do with the minimum wage?
Because what I'm saying is somebody sitting out there with making the minimum wage right now, and they feel like they can't make more.
They're stuck.
Yeah, and I'm saying that, yeah, you need to go around and you need to look for other work.
Or try something new.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially you went from a manual labor job to a sales job.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, a server is
a sales job.
And I was making significantly more.
That's what I mean, because you can get paid more in sales. Sales is the best paying profession in the world. Philip, other thoughts you want to share?
No, I say, as a matter of fact, I was working sales in that particular company I was talking about. So minimum wage didn't affect me at all, because my salary depended 100% on how hard I worked.
Right, on performance. Good call tonight, Philip. Great point. I appreciate it. And it comes back around to something that I'd pointed out before. When the minimum wage goes up, everybody gets screwed, because almost never will an employer increase everyone's pay. They're being mandated to increase the pay of the lowest wage employees, but they don't have a similar mandate to increase everyone's pay. Not that that would help either. I'm not advocating for that. Anytime the government mandates these things, there are unintended consequences, but they're predictable consequences.
Well, the funny thing is that what we're proposing is the politicians come up with a number. Why is $15 an hour the magic number for minimum wage?
Somebody pull it out of their butt.
Why not 25? Why not 50?
Why not 100?
I mean, why not? Indeed. So, I mean, all the negative consequences that you imagine coming from raising the minimum wage to $100 are only, you know, it's only an eighth of that by making it 15.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Steve is listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
First time. time I've ever called in. I have a friend that had a program like yours, and I was on it. Most of the programs that I listen to when I'm driving my truck nationwide should be surrounded with crime scene tape.
I would like to thank you for your service. I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
I think the truckers really keep America moving. Thanks.
But I'll tell you, I smoke cigars, and, you know, I look like a typical independent slash libertarian. But
okay.
You know,
and, lots of truckers are libertarian, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know. But one thing I want to say, you know, and that's, you know, regulations and rules. There are so many stupid rules in business. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
But you know
that as a professional driver. You guys are just screwed left and right. The Department of Transportation nationally, the state departments of transportation, the state police, the local cops, they are all after you. You're just like rolling money down the road and they just pick you off.
Google cars are going to take your jobs relatively shortly. So, I mean, it's a terrible, it's so tough for our drivers.
It's true. And the one comment that I want to extrapolate on for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, if you'll give me the time.
Sure.
Is the minimum wage thing is an attempt, you know, of the liberal people to try to even the score with the people that make a lot more money than we do.
Sure.
You know, there is a reality in the difference in wages. Now, people can argue about, you know, what caused the depression. What sustained it is not up to discussion. You know, it was no buying power. You have to be an employee before you can be a consumer, right? So somewhere along the line, we've got to figure it out. And I have debates with people on campus here on economics. And just to be brief, you know, Wall Street, they live in a different economic bubble than we do. We live in the real economy. They do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eugene Fama was a Nobel laureate, wrote a famous book about deficient markets hypothesis. Friedman stuff, you know, expedited, you know, in fewer words. And he discovered it didn't work. And he and Myron Scholes and Fisher Black, two more laureates, started a hedge fund in the 90s. It went under. These guys were the eggheads of all time. And during the recession, every single hedge fund but two went under because they were allowed to make all kinds of decisions and come up with all these derivatives. Credit default swaps are the most unbelievably asinine thing you ever heard of, and nobody wants regulation.
Well, you know, regulation's not going to help, because when you regulate, and thanks for the call, Steve, I appreciate it, regulation is just essentially something that protects the businesses that have been around for a long time.
Usually it's the businesses in that particular sector that write the regulation.
Right. They want regulations to keep newbies and upstarts and innovators out
they
of
not,
their industry.
They
what's
not,
up? Free talk live.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
800-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have on the site there. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. A lot of people tonight with thoughts about the minimum wage. It's putting more people out of business. More jobs are being lost all around the country. But San Francisco is the most recent victim, where a popular bookstore, sci-fi fantasy kind of bookstore, Borderlands Books, is closing their doors. Not because they should be going out of business. They actually turned a profit in 2014. But with
barely. $3,000.
Still, they made enough money to, pay the employees.
The owner made enough money to probably do something else, and, it was worth keeping.
He, for this point, has decided it's not worth keeping because they're raising the minimum wage. And it's one example in a myriad of so many different destructive effects of raising the minimum wage, the existence of the minimum wage. I don't think that the minimum wage should exist at all. I think people should just come to agreements based on, what they can bring to the table.
Well, that's important. It's an important thing to note is that basically what the people of San Francisco did to these employees of Borderlands Books is say that you are not smart enough, good enough, brave enough, whatever, to negotiate your own wage to work where it is you want to work. And you don't get the choice. In this case, you don't get the choice to work there at all because it's just not profitable to keep it open.
We've got Don. He's in Delaware listening to WILM in Wilmington. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I totally agree with all these things they're saying about against the minimum wage, but I have a little bit different perspective on my thoughts about it.
Okay, sure.
Back when I was coming along as a teenager and first job type of things, I worked minimum wage, and the overwhelming majority of people that did work that were below the voting age, so politicians could care less about us. when we came into this recession where people could not find jobs, they gravitated towards the minimum wage jobs just to support their families. When they got there, they found out, they didn't understand economics, but they got there and they found out they couldn't pay for their bills and raise their families. Mm-hmm. They started to protest. And if you look at the protesters, they're all above voting age. So naturally, the politicians jumped on board, and as with other things that they do, try to get those votes.
Yeah, it's a it's an issue right now that is being trumpeted. Mostly the Democrats are taking it up, but at some point or another, the Republicans will do it too, and then you know they'll get it passed. And
well, because no politician wants to look like he doesn't care about minimum wage workers. I mean, these are in a lot of cases people who are in difficult.
Right. Let's take politicians, people known synonymous, you know, the term is synonymous with liars and thieves.
Yeah, they don't mind screwing them over, but they want to look like they're helping them.
Let's give them the power of the economy. We don't want to give this to economists. We don't want to give this to, you know, people who might have, you know, a stake in the game. We want to give this decision-making power to politicians.
I don't want to give power to anybody. But, Don, go ahead. Anything else you want to share?
I was just going to say, if you look back at the tradition of the minimum wage, it has always been a job for teenagers just out of high school or maybe in high school or a starter job. And you didn't have people complaining because you moved on and got better jobs and so on and so forth. But once you get the politicians involved, they could really screw things up.
No doubt. Don, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
They'll always find some people that are, you know, raising families, trying to work two jobs or whatever on minimum wage, you know, maybe trying to keep an apartment at the same time. And life's terrible. I'm not claiming that life is good for those folks. I'm not. As far as solutions go, what's the solution of raising the minimum wage to benefit those people if it knocks some large percentage of the population out of the job market? Because when you raise the minimum wage to meet 25-year-olds that have families, you're cutting out the 15-year-olds that haven't had a job yet. The minimum wage should be a training wage.
Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
Right on point on every single thing you've said, but 2 points that haven't been touched on. The first point is the guy that you were quoting who said he voted for the minimum wage but didn't realize it would put, you know, it would touch certain sectors of the big business population.
Yeah, he was sad. He was sad that his favorite bookstore is going to go out of business now.
Right. My point that hasn't been addressed tonight is regarding the minimum wage but voting. I think people need to pass a test to vote. I mean, I want to say to someone like this, hey, dude, doesn't YouTube have something, Schoolhouse Rock, to explain how this works?
I don't know if there is a minimum wage for Schoolhouse Rock.
No, I don't know, but you get my point. The second point is, and I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek because I don't believe in minimum wage. That being said, if McDonald's employees can count that change to me correctly without the register telling them how many pennies, dimes, and nickels to give me, and if they can get my order correct from window one to window two, maybe I'd give them $15 for my burger. That's it.
Probably not, though. Thanks for the call, Dana. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you, sometimes dealing with fast food, people counting out fast food, they can't tell you how much change they're giving back. They're having a tough time just counting it out, looking at the cash register.
Really?
And I'm surprised with what I see there. I had to work as a cash register for so long and do everything in my head. I didn't have a cash register. I just had a cash drawer and had to do everything in my head. So, I mean, admittedly, I've had...
You had practice,
though. Yeah, I had a lot of practice. It's going away. It tends to go away over time, but, you know, there's some things you just sort of remembers the 35 and 65 equal $1, you know.
Larry's with us in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Larry, you're on Free Talk
Live.
Hey,
boys.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, boys.
Welcome.
Hey, listen, you got the wrong deal going on. When you say somebody's going out of business, the main reason why they're doing it is because they can't afford to be in business in the first place. Business is personal. When you have a business plan, you consider the wages. You consider your cost of your business, and you see if you can make a profit before you open that door. But
well, he did. He was making a profit for years.
Yeah, it was like 15 years this store had been open.
Here's what I'm talking about. You have these football stadiums that are being subsidized billions of dollars, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, when somebody goes in there and sits down and watches their little freak show, do you know the seat might be $100 if they were paying the true cost, but they're only paying $50. So that's part of the problem, too. Nobody's talking about that. I mean, we
I don't
have
understand
a society.
What you're getting at there.
Well, here's what I'm getting at. When you have your freak show, a football game, right, and you're selling the seats for $1, right, and the real price is $2, then somebody else has got to pay that money. And it's usually
why would you sell the? I'm sorry, maybe I'm missing something here, Larry, hold on, Mark. Am I missing something here? Why would a business owner sell seats that cost him $2 for a dollar?
Larry's claiming
because
that the subsidization
by the taxpayers.
Oh, sports stadiums. Right, I gotcha.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
I missed that point.
Stadium. Are a business that gets a tax abatement.
When yeah, but it doesn't really work. Larry, it doesn't work that way. So the reason it doesn't. So let me explain to you why it doesn't. There's a professional baseball team called the Tampa Bay Rays. I go down and I make sure I see a baseball game whenever I can with my father-in-law. It costs me $15 to get in to get a ticket to the Tampa Bay Rays. If I want to go see the Boston Red Sox, which is the closest team to my house, however, I'm going to have to pay $150 for that seat. Now, these stadiums don't cost any more or less to build. They're comparable stadiums. It's that the seats, it's supply and demand. So,
when you get an autocracy, which is despotism, you have a situation where only the rich can afford to be in business because of the regulations that they've created to bar other people from being in business.
That is true.
I will agree with you on that.
When they cry about the minimum wage, they will be crying because they don't want to pay the true price of what their business actually costs.
Well, actually, in point of fact, the larger businesses can absorb it easier. Larry, the larger...
absorb it or do anything else because all governments ultimately fall into the gulf of despotism. That's where our
that much is true
right now. It is true. All governments on down through the ages. I was reading about the Etruscans. They had their slaves. They followed, the Romans followed them. The slaves ended up taking over. And that was the end of their society because despotism reigned. And that was just what we have.
Thanks, Larry, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's some stuff in there that I think he was right on about. Certainly regulations are a tool. We touched on this earlier. They're a tool for the elites, for the big business, to keep people from competing. And if you are a mega corporation, you can more easily absorb an increase in minimum wage than can a small business owner.
I think what keeps people poor is the big businesses getting in, and basically they're the ones that write the regulations.
That's true.
The ones that knock the rungs out of the ladder of success, and they make it so people who would otherwise open their own business are just like, I'd rather go work for the man. And they're never able to have it. Like, big likes big. The big government makes rules for big businesses.
Look at the Uber and Lyft, those ride-sharing services that kind of came out of nowhere. But once they came out of nowhere, they were attacked big time by the old guard. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.